Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We are back at about 15. We're doing okay. I think we're going to get everything in. it's a battle, no doubt. Kim Weir is going to join us next, and we're going to remind you about next week. There's actually two things to remind you. I will again, and I had it right. Here it is. Because I thought maybe I would have time to reach for Nick Karras or Chaplain Humberto Chavez. But the racetrack chaplaincy of New York, again, as I mentioned regarding with Andy on Tuesday, Wednesday brunch, tickets are $150, and donation toward the chaplaincy and their great work, certainly that if you can't come for brunch, you're not going to be in town when they're going to honor Andy. And you know what I'll do? I will put, I'm going to figure out a way to get this response card, and I'll put the link up. It is RTCA, Racetrack Chaplaincy of America, NY, RTCANY.org. So all the details are there, but if you don't have computer access anytime soon, they're... Humberto has got a wish list, and there's some things that they would love to handle in terms of the pantry, the food pantry that helps Backstretch employees, and things for the children. Back to school is upon us. Every $1,000. Creates 20 backpacks for the children for back to school and so forth. So anything you can do, and if you can come to the brunch tomorrow, 10:30 next week, next Wednesday, where Andy will be properly appreciated, and Tom Durkin is the host, as it were, and actually not the host. He's doing the auctioneering. There's two go-to auctioneers. There's Durkin and there's Wayne Lucas. Liz Bishop is the MC, local broadcaster. It's out at, and if you're wondering, I'm talking, it's out at Saratoga National, out at the golf club, okay? And it's actually 10 o'clock. I said 10:30. It's 10 o'clock. All right, so... RTCANY.org. And since I went on this direction, and before Kim joins us, Travers Week, looking ahead to the 25th, and I usually get Libby Imperio on, Andy's going to be emceeing the Over the Rainbow Thursday Gala for the Belmont Child Care Association. And this is always it's a fabulous gala, and it's always casual. In fact, frankly, other than the museum ball, I don't think there is anything. It used to be there were so many formals. Thank God this summer. I mean, nobody would have been able to make a formal. But there's all kinds of fun things going on in both of these. There's auction, great memorabilia, and packages, travel packages, and gift packages, both of these events. So Belmont Child Care Association and Mark and Cherie Holiday. Mark Holiday, of course, the head of the Board of Trustees for NYRA. And this is going to be at Preservation Hall, not in New Orleans, but on Washington Street, and at 25 Washington Street. All right? And this one, we will also put up links so you can consider it. We haven't been able to enjoy these kinds of things. And then finally, here it is, the trifecta of events, because Kim Weir joins us, and the barbecue at the barn is back. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Great to hear you, and great to hear about all these great things happening in Saratoga.
Well, one of the things that makes Del Mar and Saratoga special are, you know, the fundraising season, the social gathering season. The Eddie Gregson Foundation, they'll have their function coming up, I'm sure. I should get details on that. Karma as well out at Del Mar, so I'll get those in time for tomorrow for Jay's visit. But for you, this has become an institution now, barbecue at the barn. Even during pandemic, we pulled it off.
We did pull it off. You were a big part of that, Steve, and we are grateful those days are in the rear view, and we're so excited about this year, the summer, where we're all trying to pack three times the amount of fun into one summer. But we are back at the Saratoga Winery on August 23rd and so excited and so looking forward to gathering everyone together, celebrate these horses that bring us all together.
I reached out to you because I was curious. There's been the occasion where it is sold out, and of course when we did the drive-through in particular, it sold out, but there's still availability and people can attend.
They sure can. That's why it was so kind of you to let me come visit today, because we have sold out every year, and we will absolutely sell out again this year. We have a nice big space, and fortunately we have the ability to gather a lot of our herd. But we always set the number so that we make sure everyone has plenty of food and has a great experience. So I'd say we're probably like coming down the home stretch of like 25 to 50 tickets left. So today was a perfect day to speak with you. But I would tell folks to please just jump right on it and come visit us and sign up if you're coming, because we want to include all who want to join us, and do be aware that it will be sold out long before the 23rd.
Well, 23rd, it starts at 5 o'clock, and 23rd is also Travers Week, a week from Tuesday, and so it's a dark day, and some people might, be making their way up, for Travers Week, or, staying those last couple of weeks of the meet. So it's a dark day activity, so it doesn't take away from the racetrack, or you don't have to come rushing over. But 5 to 9, lay out the details, trfinc.org, of course, and you've got Ticketbrite or, one of the organization-type ticketing systems.
Yes. You'll just choose the events tab on our website, and you'll find it right there. And so tickets are $50 a person. That's a generous and yummy barbecue. We do include a very tasty vegetarian option for a lot of our friends who come and have chosen that. So it is cash bar, but I will tell you, this year the Saratoga Winery stepped up and said, hey, for every drink that's purchased, we'll give $1 to the horses. So we're very grateful for that. And then it's just a lot of fun. We do start at 5. We start serving dinner at 6. And, the stars of the show, as always, have four legs. And so we have a little miniature herd of ambassadors with us. We have Tinkerbell and Lily, who were very popular all these last few years. You'll see a great picture of, I think that is, in fact, Tinkerbell on our website. And then we also have our friends from Impressions and the Dark Horse. Upset will be joining us, as well as he has a new companion, whose name I don't actually know. But we'll have four little horses to entertain our crowd while we have some music and sell raffle tickets and have everybody check out our silent auction, which is really an extraordinary representation of people being generous and kind and giving of their treasures and their time. And I do want to sort of underscore the silent auction, Steve, because it's really an amazing lineup. We put it on the website so people can start getting an idea of what we have to offer, and those things really do make an impact for our horses. That is sort of how this event really really makes a difference between our sponsors and our silent auction. These are how we really make some dollars for the horses to eat the green that they eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, we've explained so many times over the years, and one of the the core elements of supporting the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation is that nobody maintains a larger herd, and nobody has got a more challenging assignment in aftercare than TRF, because when a horse comes to TRF, whether it's fairly recently off the racetrack or whether it's a horse that, you know, is in, you know, gotten a little older and has maybe already had a second career, well, they can live to 30. They can live to 35. Mm-hmm. And so that means their teeth have got to be done. Their hooves have got to be done. There's, you know, all the things that go along with maintaining horses as they age. Their digestive system gets a little wonky and bulky. We've discussed that with Dr. Alday over the years. The commitment that TRF makes to, you know, keep horses for 8, 10, 15, 20 years, it needs to be underpinned. And you got so many different avenues and so many different programs that you know, really celebrate the horse, the prison programs and the different things that we've talked about. In fact, give everybody an update. What does the fall look like, Kim, when it comes to, you know, events and things to look forward to?
Sure. Well, we're excited about that because it's been a great summer. We've had a lot of great things happening this summer, and we'll wrap it up with our barbecue. But we are looking ahead to the fall. We have sort of two things that I'll want to give you a preview of, Steve. We will be gathering our herd, those who happen to be convening in Lexington in early November. We're going to have a little party at the Griffin Gate Marriott on that Friday night. I think it's November 4th. Just a little cocktail party, largely social, with a couple silent auction items. And so that will be fun, something for those who want to spend time together and celebrate the TRF. We will have a little gathering at the mansion there at the Griffin Gate Marriott. Those details will be on the website soon. And then we also always have our big online auction, which is sort of the main thing we do fundraiser-wise in the fall once we're all disparate and post-Breeders' Cup, is we gather things online and we make them available to the whole national herd. So those are a couple of things we have looking forward to. But meanwhile, I'd say perhaps even more excitingly is that by the time we talk again about one of those fall events, we will have our horses settled in at the new TRF Second Chances program in Attica, New York. That was opened. We had our official kind of groundbreaking on July 12th, right before the meet began here. And the barn is ready for the horses. The guys are putting in posts as we speak. And we expect those first five horses to be making their appearance at the Wyoming Correctional Facility in September. So we will be making much of that, and it's such a big deal for us to have our second program in New York where we began so many decades ago, and it's a tremendous signal for where we're going looking ahead into the future. So lots to talk about as we get into the fall.
Excellent. Well, again, a week from Tuesday, the 23rd, you got plenty of time to plan, but not a lot of time necessarily to buy tickets. And so
well,
if you're looking for a Tuesday night activity, the barbecue at the barn, it'll be at that point by August 23rd, it'll be a kind of a coolish evening, and you know, the kind of weather that we love up here.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'll be in, you know, we'll be into the doorstep of Travers Week, so there'll be that energy, and it should be fabulous. TRFinc.org, and I'll put it up on Twitter as well, and of course TRFinc on Twitter, you can follow. And Kim, I should mention to you, I should have texted you about this, but Andrew Cohen from CBS, I think, may have reached out to you.
Oh, good, good. I need this. I don't know whether he has, but I would love to speak with him. That's for sure.
he was hoping that they could get access to that piece on TV the other day.
Oh, fantastic! Well, we would love that. We were eager to have our message go as far and wide as possible, and thank you for that connection. That will be fantastic. We do again. The horses can't speak for themselves, so anyone like you, my friend, who help us tell their story are a hero for us. So that would be terrific. And I will, if you won't mind me doing two more seconds, is when folks go to the website,
sure,
and you look at all the good things, please take a moment to recognize the amazing sponsors that make our event happen. Two gold sponsors are BetMakers Technology Group and Five College Movers, and then some really amazing folks, racing partnerships, racetracks. The New York Department of Corrections and Community Services is even a sponsor this year. So we thank our sponsors, and you know how that goes, Steve, but just take a look at them when you visit the website.
Well, you'll also see the list of the auction items, Yankees VIP tickets, a Millionaire's Row package at Churchill, Skip Dickstein original photography, a handicapping session with Anthony Stabile. Without Andy, you know, basically giving an alternate selection to Anthony's choice. There's commemorative bottles. I know Lee Einsiedler contributed with Casa Amigos stuff and so much more. So take a look. It's a fabulous list. These are if you've never attended one, these are always fun. You're going to see all kinds of owners and trainers and people from, you know, every aspect, every walk of racetrack life. So, Kim, I appreciate it, and we will see you this week or next week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Steve. Look forward to the 23rd. Have a great day.
Kim Weir, everybody, TRFinc.org, and you'll see the logo. It's got kind of a denim look to it. If you can't come, if you could donate to TRF, and every little bit helps. I mean, $10. I mean, $8 buys a flake of hay, and you know, we do the hay drive. Although we got away from the hay drive a little bit, I guess. They used to have the greatest system. You would type, you know, 5-digit number, and you know, you'd instantly donate, you know, kind of a painless way to donate. But go to the website, and if you are going to be here Tuesday the 23rd, take part. And then if you're going to be here the 25th, you can go to the BCCA as well. So let's look for a visit from TJ Gullo, and I got to talk more about GMP, and they've been so nice to me and to Scherzando that I want people to, and because they're new, they're brand new, and increasing the awareness of GMP Farm, the proximity obviously in Schuylerville, and so minutes away from the racetrack. So if your horse is healthy and you don't need a turnout, you should go see the facility, and you're going to find out why right now, because TJ Gullo, the next generation of Gullos, and Gullos have been on the racetrack or near the racetrack for 70 years, probably, if we added it all up. Right, TJ, with your grandfather? When did your grandfather start training?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. Probably sometime in the 50s.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, it's 70 years.
About 70, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've taken a slightly different path, and of course, Gary, your father, Gary Gullo, he got involved, and the Bob Peterson stable, and Anthony, and his expanding interests in the game and in the things related to the game, and what you've done out there at Stonebridge, the old Stonebridge Farm, is basically remake the place into the Northeast's premier turnout center and rehab equine spot.
Yeah, they're doing a great job over there.
Yeah. Talk about it. Talk about the facility and you know, the kinds of services and equipment that whether it's racehorses, whether it's show ring horses. You've got a lot of show ring horses. Any kind of equine competition or even, you know, pleasure riders.
They're taking all different kinds. I'm not too sure right now. I think they got about 40 or 50 in there, and
wow.
And they're getting the hyperbaric chamber in there and the saltwater spa.
The hyperbaric, I think, is coming in September. There is a cryotherapy system. You mentioned the hydrotherapy, which is the salt water. Basically, it's a hot tub, not a hot tub, it's cold, but basically it's a jacuzzi for horses, and everything basically, including things like the PEMF, the electromagnetic field therapy, everything is designed to increase circulation. And the only way to, when horses come in and need time off, invariably it's inflammation, and the best thing for it is, is just rest and therapies and the circulation, whether it's oxygen from the hyperbaric, whether it's the, what the spa does, the hydrotherapy, and I think this is going to be the only place in the Northeast with all of these different therapies.
Oh, yeah, they're going to offer everything they can, yeah. Going to have whatever you can get, they're going to have over there.
Here's more on the list, actually. In fact, I asked your father if they were going to have the vibrator, the floor, the pad, the vibrating pad. Same thing. It helps circulation. Horses with bad feet. Again, everything designed to get that blood moving. Nothing helps a horse feel better. Underwater treadmill. Is been installed. The Eurosizer, which is a big part of, the opportunity to get horses moving and essentially ease them back into training, so that when they come back to the racetrack, you're not starting from square one. They're being walked, they're being jogged, they're being put into the Eurosizer, and by the time they get to the racetrack, they're that far along in their, in the process.
Right.
Laser therapy, infrared imaging to see hot spots and find, where there might be issues. You got brand new barns, right? How many barns were built?
You know what? I'm honestly not sure. I'm not sure. I don't really work over there, so I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we wanted to get you on, and the staff includes access to all the best veterinary support in the area, and vet techs are on staff out at GMP. They'll give everybody tours. You want to just come out and see it, especially if you're upstate. The opportunity to go out and see what's happening. Steve Rydowski is the farm manager. Renata Mulligan, who I'm sure some people know, the top vet tech that's there on staff daily. So a lot. I'm blown away by what was done. I hadn't been on the farm, TJ, in a number of years, and there was a party years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago I went. So, and I drive by it enough, but I had not, been on the grounds in ages, and it's like an entirely new facility. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, they put so much more into it, and it's just a beautiful 100-acre, area. You got mountains just all on both sides, and it's a beautiful area.
Well, and you mentioned the size. There is the racetrack, and that's been completely reconditioned as a synthetic track. So from that standpoint too, reach out. Let me give everybody, in fact, I'm going to give you Steve's number. Steve couldn't join us this morning, but Steve Rydowski, who's the manager, 516-606 516-606-2949. 516-606-2949. GMP Farm. And, of course, also part of this this burdening GMP empire, as it were, Union Gables on Union Ave, and the Brunswick B&B as well. So
there you go.
Anthony's really, I mean, it's, he's really been a great addition, you know, not just with the horses, but, you know, the way he's gotten involved in supporting the industry as well. So, DJ, we'll see you out there. Another option for people, if you know Gary Gullo, who actually, I put a picture up of Gary today with Paracella and Bruce Levine. So if you see Gary Gullo on the racetrack, talk to Gary about it too, and he'll make arrangements for you or your horse, or both of you. And there's going to be a human spa as well, which is crazy. It's crazy. They're developing an illness spa. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And of course, if you stay at Union Gables, you'll be able to go out to the spa as well. And that's just getting ready to open. So a lot of cool things. GMP Farm, basically Schuylerville, basically 12, 13 minutes from the racetrack. And while you're upstate, get out there, see what is going on, and when you need to turn your horse out for a freshening, it's really not just your first choice; it's your only choice, because no place else has got this, you know, this assortment of therapy options to get your horse right. TJ, I appreciate this, and we'll see you out there.
All right, thank you,
TJ Gullo, the youngest Gullo. The littlest Gullo. We should get Gary on too. We got 20 minutes, Case. And Case, try Todd. I think there's a chance that we can slip Todd in. Catch up with him from the big weekend. We can congratulate him, obviously, on Life is Good. But at the same time, we can tell him we weren't happy that he put Provocateur over on us at Monmouth. Beating Witty. That was too bad. So we'll see. If we can't get Todd this morning, we'll save him for I guess for next week. But I realized he was going to come on Wednesday after the sale. And you know, cuz on Monday and Tuesday in the morning, he was, you know, as soon as training, you know, the heavy lifting was over on the training side, he hustled across the street to look at yearlings. So, and you know, now that I think about that too, I did not go back and see if there were any. Did they report any additional private sales? Out of curiosity, send out a note. Let's see if there was any. Here, we'll do a PS. That doesn't look like it, actually. It does not look like there were any private sales that yesterday after the no good. All right. All right. Well, we tried. We'll get him. Todd owes me. He really owes me, because he was supposed to come on. He was supposed to come on, I think, opening week or right after. And I saw him, and I said, he was funny. I said, what happened? He said, well, usually you're more persistent, which made me laugh. You know, you have to, when it comes to the, you know, to the trainers that are when it comes to the you know, guys that the sometimes, you know, they're going back downstate, and there's a lot going on. It's tough. So you want to balance how much you, I don't want to say harass them, but you do choose between being persistent and you know, and being annoying. All right, so let's get Rich in then, and if I'd gotten Todd, we would have saved Rich for tomorrow, because we've not talked to Rich in ages. So I want to catch up and see how he's making out at Del Mar, and get some get some thoughts, probably get a simulcast play from Rich, as well as maybe a Del Mar opinion. Del Mar swings back into action, of course, today. Let me reach for... There we go. Actually, the 1-2. No. 0-for-3. That was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is here because I print. I, at the very least, even if I don't do PPs, I will always do the. That's actually a clocker report. I'm there it is. Quick sheet. The quick sheet, which I love. And we were down in, where were we? We were in, was it a Gulfstream? I think it was a Gulfstream. And Dave Greinig was down there. It was it, would have been Fountain of Youth? That it went, I went to Fountain of Youth, right? Before Tampa Bay Derby. And so I'm pointing out something on, and the quick sheet is a, you know, it's a one page, actually it's a 3-page report that's got, you know, hot jock trainer combos, and it's got post position reports. But I, for my purposes, for broadcasting and for staying organized, it, you know, it's basically a, you know, one page thing with the, you know, the horses, the trainers, the jocks, the last three buyers, and, you know, just the odds, everything, you know, everything you'd want in one place. So once in a while, you'll see I put it up on Twitter. So Dave Greinig said, what is that? I said, what do you mean, what is that? I said, it's the quick sheet. So Welch looks at it. He goes, where do you find that? I said, it's on the website. So here's Greinig and Welch. And they're like, where do you find that? So I showed, I had to show Dave and Mike where on the, where on DRF.com you can source the quick sheets. It's pretty funny. It's if you go to DRF, and if, you know, if you're a subscriber and you've got pretty much the, you know, the whole shooting match, if you go to the, at the top of the drop-down menus, click on that, there's three bars all the way to the right. And click on those three bars, and you get a new page. And scroll down to that, and in the lower right-hand corner is more. International Racing, DRF Form Finder, Derby, Divisional Rankings, Quick Sheets, Merchandise, Equibase, blah, 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 blah. And also Horse Watch, by the way, DRF Horse Watch, which I still utilize. I've used it for years and years and years. In fact, I just put our new horse in, Countess Constance. But right there, click on Quick Sheets, and then you'll get the index like you do when you pick PPs. So that's the Quick Sheet. And I just did the scratches. For some reason, in the seventh race, there's very few scratches today. The seventh race, Kershaw came out, who was my pick, at 6-1. Jose D'Angelo, and also one of my favorite horses, just an older hard knocker, Pioneer Spirit, Cantamarcy, scratched, and Mr. Tip scratched. Maker still has Truculent, but that, unfortunately, that went from an 8-horse field down to a 5-horse field, the 7th. Other than that, it's a pretty clean, 2 horses came out of the 3rd. Which is a 25-2. Rich Eng is standing by. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I hope you've been doing well. I hope Casey's been doing well. I've been following your notes on him, on himself. I'm glad he's back and operating. And it's good to be on. I've been sitting in the bullpen, but that's okay. Your shows have been action-packed.
Well, I appreciate it, and you know, we also had some timing things. You know, when I was in Delaware, and you know, then last week was crazy with Kay laid up for a few days. But you know, so we're going to play catch up here. Let's start with, you know, some thoughts from you the summer season, because you, Del Mar obviously is your focus, because you're putting out the handicapping sheet, racedaylasvegas.com. But you play plenty of Saratoga too, Rich. What are your impressions halfway through the meets?
Oh, I really enjoyed both meets so far. It's actually kind of weird, interesting. to see the field sizes at Del Mar have been bigger in a lot of respects than Saratoga. That has not been the case over the past, you know, many years. Saratoga, the fields have dwarfed the fields at Del Mar, but the Ship and Win program has been just super effective. It's great seeing this fresh blood, some of the new trainers, and some of the new jockeys that have come in. So I think it's kind of rejuvenated the Del Mar betting. That is for sure, Steve. And, you know, as far as, you know, the favorites have been taking a beating the last week to 10 days. So for those who are playing it close to the vest, it's probably been kind of expensive. But, you know, these things always average out in horse racing. The favorites usually win 33, 34, 35%. And, you know, as far as Saratoga, I keep reading on social media about the Mr. Ortiz. A lot of people unhappy with him, with some of his riding. But, you know, the thing is the colony, the jockey colony at Saratoga is so great. You get just terrific jockeys riding 8, 10, 12 to 1 shots. So that, too, makes it such a great landscape to bet into, Steve.
You know, it's funny that you bring up the rider situation, I mean, in terms of wins, because, you know, the Castellano story, it, certainly the first half of the meet and the first 3 weeks, it was obvious that Javier is back to being Javier. You know, he had... He was really the first prominent rider to have COVID, and it really knocked him, frankly, on his ass, and took him a while to get back. And then hooking up with PJ Campo last winter, early last winter, I think December, and he's born again hard, and Javier is a force again. And after a slow start, I mentioned earlier this morning, Tyler Gaffleone suddenly seemingly winning races and elevating horses here the last, call it week, 8 days. And it feels like Tyler, you know, shook off whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever was bugging him.
Yeah, seeing Javier rejuvenate himself, there's nothing like seeing a pro athlete who has been at the top of his game and, you know, for whatever reason kind of slides down just a little bit, but they get that energy back. They get that hunger back, and, you know, that's in all pro sports, not just horse racing. And to see him riding in his A form is really great to see. And, you know, like I say, you know, if people are betting the Ortiz brothers and Joel Rosario and Flavion Pratt, if you can get someone like Javier Castellano on a mid-priced horse that is live, I mean, that's just a great betting angle. So keep it up, Javier.
What have you been hitting? How have you been approaching either meet or both?
I'll just keep it restricted to Del Mar, because that's where the bulk of my bankroll play goes to. The first the week to 10 days, I was doing unbelievably well, and quite frankly, the last week has slowed down a bit. Some of the results, if you've seen them or some of your listeners have seen them, some of the results have been a little bit on the head-scratching side. So, but as I say, these things even out. We're not going to get $40 horses every single race, so... I feel I'll be able to bounce back and do a real good job the rest of the meet.
Well, let's maybe we got about 4 minutes. Perfect. Let's maybe talk about a spot or two.
Yeah, that's one horse and one horse at the Del Mar in Saratoga. This horse made my horses to watch list, and you may have covered it earlier on your show. But in race number 9, the Galway, if people watch the replay of the number 10. I think this was kind of like a Ray Charles trouble play, really a difficult trip for a Derrynet. Now, I know the 10 post is not great in a turf sprint, but I think if this horse has clear sailing, it might be beneficial versus a little bit of ground loss. So that is my first play for the folks out there. I really like the 10 Derrynet at 5-1, Rosario for Clement.
I use Derrynane, who I've been a fan of, you know, since last year when she emerged as a 2-year-old. I did think that down inside that Poppy Flower, the Bill Mott, I thought that Poppy Flower it was very live in here at 5-1. Derrynane is 5-1 as well. Empress Tigris for Jonathan Thomas is your 5-2 favorite, but you know. You take a horse like that it was lightly raced. Yes, she won the Coronation Cup, you know, a month ago or 3.5 weeks ago. And she did it from the eight hole. I don't think she has to win by any stretch. She'll be forwardly placed, and you know, she's eligible. But I wanted Poppy Flower, who I thought was going to suck along inside and you know, get a ground saving trip and pick them off late.
Yeah, and for those folks listening in Las Vegas, this race is part of a Twin Quinella bet offered at Station Casinos. The carryover is like $7,500 today, so it's free money as far as taking a shot at it. So I'm gonna be going after it. Another horse I kind of like in the same race that I'll definitely be using maybe underneath is the 6 Breezy Easy. I think this horse cutting back in distance out of the Wild Applause that we get Flavien Prat. I think this horse is going to be a closing sprinter versus racing on the lead at a mile.
Well, and that's the other, that happens to be the other Clement. There's a number of horses eligible in here, and a couple have to improve to contend. But Breeze Easy, absolutely. Empress Tigris, I included Making My Move. Your typical turf sprint kind of a stake. 5:39 is the post for the Galway. And if you're out in Galway, you want to go to Village Pizzeria and try Village Pizzeria, which is a lot more than a pizzeria. Let's turn to Del Mar.
As far as the Del Mar play, let's go to race number 7, the feature race of the day. It's optional claimer 20 for Cowbreds. But a horse that I think is dropping in condition is the number 6. She's Bulletproof with Peter Miller, 3-1 in the morning line. But the last two starts, even though all the races have been on grass, the last two starts have been an optional claimer open 100,000. And I think those animals are a lot tougher than the ones she's facing today. Her first two races were against Cowbreds, and she won both of them. I know it's a dirt race versus turf, but, you know, as the old story goes, Steve, she trains on dirt all the time, so I think Peter Miller has a pretty good angle as far as her ability to run on dirt for the first time in a race, not in a workout. So number 6, She's Bulletproof. We'll take a shot at in the 7th race at Del Mar.
Very good. 3-1 for the 6. Florent Giroux aboard, and it seems like Miller's Miller's getting going, having resumed his training, if he ever left. And well, he was, you know, I think he was in the wings. Rich, it's great to connect, and we'll stay on a regular drumbeat with you now the rest of the summer. And Rich's analysis, and you follow Rich Ang for Pro Pick on Twitter, of course. The Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies revision is moving along. Yes.
Yeah, I've got 20 chapters out of 26 in the bank, so I got 6 more chapters to go over the next month, and then I'll be completed with the revision.
Outstanding, and so we'll keep everybody advised on that, and we will talk to Rich again next Thursday. Rich, good luck this weekend as well, and talk next week.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Good luck, everybody.
Rich Ang from Vegas. There you go, the race book segment. It looks like a minute and change, so I better pull this together fast. If you missed anything, replay tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. here on Sirius XM, and that first hour with Tom Amos. A lot of fun, kind of a wide-ranging and really fun discussion. So thanks to Tom for that extended visit. Whenever he's on, it's an extended visit. Tony Black as well. Joe Clancy. Kim Weir. TRF and the Barbecue at the Barn on the 23rd. Rich Ang and TJ Gullo standing in for GMP. The Farm, and Union Gables. Thanks to Case as well. I'll get the rest of the selections up as fast as I can, and I will talk to you tomorrow from the racetrack. Chuck Simon and Barry Spears with me, Dave Grenig, and much, much more for another big Twin Spires weekend preview. Thanks, everybody.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.